This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening. And first things first, I guess, do you guys care about tattoos? Are you in fact tattooed? We would want to know, because our first story is about tattoos and hiring and jobs. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio with your thoughts. And the reason why we ask is, when it comes to tattoos, it turns out that Malaysians are still quite conservative, especially in the workplace. So a YouGov Omnibus survey found that out of over 1,000 Malaysians, more than half are less likely to hire someone with a tattoo, even if they were qualified for the position.
And about a third have a negative impression of people with tattoos overall, while 4 in 10 believe that tattoos should not impact a person's employability. So we, based on the survey, we are just as conservative as Singapore when it comes to tattoos in the workplace.
Congratulations to us. We're finally matching up.
On par.
Yes. So I have 7 tattoos. And they have not, and they are tattoos that have been accumulated over time. Obviously, I didn't go out one day and decide I'm going to get 7. And they have also come through 3 job changes. So they have not usually impacted. Nobody's ever asked me about them. However, there is a little bit of strategy involved in going into a hiring situation with a tattoo, I think.
Yeah, I think it depends on the kind of jobs that you are looking for, the kind of industry that you're in. So I would assume, if let's say if it's a neck or a face tattoo, most employers would probably say no, especially more so if you are in the service industry, where in a hotel, that might be okay if you are working in the back end, but if you are, say, working in a concierge, that might be a problem.
Yes, I can get that. I mean, I do think that if you are planning to work in spaces like that, if you're planning to work in hyper-conservative companies, then unfortunately you do need to adapt for that, right? Tattoos either need to be in places that you can hide, or at least not on your hands or your neck, like you said, places that aren't easy to just put a shirt over, for example. When it came to job interviews, I always made a point of dressing appropriately, but also dressing in such a way that I was not entirely covering my tattoos, because I don't want it to be a point of contention later on. It's easier if you know I have a tattoo, but I'm not coming in your face, you know, just immediately showcasing it. And it depends also based on the company. So I realize now that I didn't need to necessarily take that kind of care here at BFM.
Don't you think, though, if let's say you would spring that surprise on them later that you had a tattoo, that it would kind of bust the myth that people who have tattoos are less qualified, or they make a worse impression for a job?
I understand that line of thinking. But when I went in, I was thinking about, I want this job. Mm. You know, it's a job I want. I don't know the circumstance that I'm going to be entering. So let's see. Let's just play it. You know, I won't hide anything, but let's also be a little bit more conservative. And like I said, it depends on the company. So looking at BFM now, having been here a while, I realized that was probably unnecessary. But if I were going in for a more conservative job, it would certainly matter.
Though I think it will matter a lot less when, say, we move ahead with people who don't care as much, meaning the younger generation taking over leadership positions, and they are the ones in HR, they are the ones doing their hiring. Perhaps in those in the next 5-10 years, it just won't matter as much anymore.
For sure. I mean, now we have people who are tattooed in a position where they're employing others, right? So they're all people who have at least been around a more normalized idea of it as art, as opposed to, you know, allegiance with a gang. So it does change things quite considerably. So we're asking you whether or not you have a tattoo. Has it affected your hireability? And also, if you're hiring, would it matter to you if the candidate has a tattoo? You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us as well at BFM Radio. And we're going to be headed right to our guest now. We have on the line Derek Toh, founder and CEO of the job search platform WOB. Derek, firstly, thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi. Hi, thanks for having me.
So right now, do you think have you seen it to be common for Malaysian workplaces to have policies on tattoos?
Well, I'm not aware if any company actually has a formal policy on tattoo, but most of these situations are largely based on the culture of the business, right? Which means it's mostly unwritten. You know, it depends on, you know, the preferences of the leaders who mostly make the hiring decisions, you know, what their mindset is like towards tattoos. It also largely depends on the industry and the nature of the business that they operate in. But I'm not aware of anyone having any, like, you know, particular written policy about tattoos.
In general, how big a role does a job candidate's physical presentation in interviews affect the chances of landing the job?
Well, I think, you know, when we are assessing someone for, you know, a suitability of a job, I think it's almost, you know, it's fair to say that it's human nature to still kind of try to make that judgment. You know, people make their judgment as best as possible without looking at someone's appearances, but it does affect, right, what kind of impression you leave on people. Even the best companies I know, I mean, they do train their hiring managers very much to kind of avoid biases and, you know, look past appearances and, you know, try to pick the right person to hire, just looking at, say, competency, you know, and skills. But it's still a very natural part of, you know, it's like human nature. You know, when you actually look at someone and you form an impression of them based on, you know, how they dress, you know, based on how they speak, and also, you know, based on, you know, if they have a tattoo. So it does obviously impact the you know, the interview.
Having said that, I mean, I'm sure, Derek, that you knew this question was going to be coming. At what point then does somebody's impression or idea of you based on appearance, including tattoos, cross the line into something approaching discrimination?
Yeah, so I think for discrimination, if you're going to decide on whether to hire someone based on, say, gender or race, that's clearly discrimination because, you know, like, it's not something that it's by choice and everyone is, we're all different. But if you decide to have a tattoo, right, and then when you go for an interview, I think it's very difficult, and let's say you get rejected, right, I think it's very difficult to say it is discrimination, right? Because imagine this situation, like, what if, you know, you have a tattoo that's on your face and you're interviewing for a corporate sales role where you have to meet CEOs. You know, what if you have an offensive tattoo in a prominent place? So, like, you know, I don't think it's wrong for the employer to find that that would be a concern.
So this survey would suggest that Malaysians in general are still pretty conservative about having tattoos in the workplace. But what's your observation? Does this differ across the industries, or do your observations match what the survey would suggest?
Well, I think in general, yes, perhaps companies in Malaysia are still a bit more conservative, but it is definitely changing. You know, for example, you mentioned earlier that, like, in BFM, it's not really a concern. Even in WARP, we have people who have tattoos. You know, when we're interviewing them, they had tattoos, or when we interviewed them and they joined, they didn't have a tattoo, but they got a tattoo while they were with us, right? It's very common these days. And more employers are kind of looking past it as a huge issue, because I think that this stigma, you know, if someone has a tattoo 20, 30 years ago, you know, they're not educated people, or, you know, they're up to no good. But clearly now we know that that's not the case, right? Having tattoos is perfectly normal, it's perfectly fine. And sometimes a lot of people just use it for, you know, self-expression. So it is changing. I think in Western societies, perhaps it is slightly more commonplace. But I think it still largely depends on the role you're at, the culture of the company, and also, you know, what sort of tattoo you have, right? So that's matter.
Might we potentially be seeing less conservatism enter the picture, though, as more and more people who are already in companies, like you say, obtain tattoos or have tattoos and then are in a position to hire themselves?
Yeah, I think employers definitely should be less conservative because at the end of the day, the employer's main goal is to hire the best person for the job because it's most skilled and the most capable. And to make a decision based on, you know, whether someone has tattoo, just based on that impression, I think would be a mistake, right? And companies, increasing more and more companies who think differently and do not see it as an issue, actually have access to a bigger pool of talent, right? And I think over time, more employers will obviously start, you know, seeing this.
What are your tips for job seekers who have tattoos? Can they hope that their qualifications, their politeness will carry them through?
Yeah, so we have been talking about the employer side quite a bit. I think there's always two sides to this. When I was a lot younger, this was maybe 15 years ago, there was one moment, I don't have a tattoo now, but I almost did get a tattoo. And I remember that I went to the place, the tattoo parlor, that's what I call it, and I had to wait 30 minutes in line. So I signed up to say, oh yeah, I want to get a tattoo. And I was sitting there with a friend, and in that 30 minutes, my friend kept, you know, he was actually telling me like, Derek, are you sure you want this? Because you do realize that once you get a tattoo, you might limit your options or people might think differently about you. So why do you want to get this tattoo in the first place? Is it so important that you actually want it? And I actually chickened out, right? I said, okay, I don't think I want the tattoo now. So I left. So I don't have a tattoo because of that, but I almost got one. And but I think that what the point is this. So as much as we want employers to think differently and to be, you know, broader, it's also, you need to accept that generally most of them do not, right? And therefore, you have to be aware that when if you do get a tattoo, especially if it's quite prominent, you may limit your options in terms of a career. So, you know, as long as you're aware of this, I think also ask yourself the question like, you know, why do you want the tattoo? How do you want to have it? You know, is it? Are you okay that some employers might think differently about it? But on the flip side, I think some employers may even see it as a good thing that people who have tattoos, it could signal someone who is actually artistic. It could signal someone who may be a little bit rebellious, which may surprise you, sometimes makes them really good leaders, right? Or someone who is very expressive, not afraid to be wrong or different. So employers do see things differently, but it need, as a job seeker, you need to be aware that it does matter.
Derek, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That was Derek Toh, founder and CEO of Wob and still tattooless because of a friend. We've been asking you for your thoughts on tattoos and the workplace. You know, does it impact how you view someone if you're in a position to get hired? Do you have a tattoo and are you gainfully employed? We want to know. 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. But we are also going to be crossing over to a tattoo artist, Linda Chen, who is the founder of Pink Tattoos. Linda, thanks for joining us. So when you get clients who are thinking of getting a tattoo, what considerations do you make about their jobs and their backgrounds and how and where they want their tattoo to be?
Okay, so if they were to come in and want like a neck tattoo or a hand tattoo, forearm tattoo, if they're really young, not even out of studies yet, I will always ask them to reconsider what they're going to go and do, because after all, we are still in Asia, you know, tattoos are still a thing for some people. We in our peers know that, you know, getting tattooed nowadays doesn't mean you're a gangster or, you know, it's got bad connotations to it. But a lot of people still have that kind of stigma attached to it. So I will always recommend that they consider it. And if it's a face, if it's a neck and they're probably very young or not tattooed at all, I will usually decline to do tattoos like that.
In your experience, is it always a negative impression that some people have towards individuals who have tattoos, or can it be a positive impression in some instances as well?
You know, whenever someone judges someone else without knowing the full story, it's always a bad thing. You know, you don't know the full story. You see a tattoo on someone, or you see someone who is heavily tattooed and you have a preconceived notion of the person. Of course, that's not a good thing. So, you know, it's something that society has to live with, and myself as a heavily tattooed female, when I'm out there, you know, you get people staring, looking at some unpleasant instances, they touch you and say, is that real? You know, so you get unsolicited touching in public and stuff like that. So it happens.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's not the best experience. Linda, that being the case, how do you hope people will respond when they see an individual with a tattoo instead of perhaps, you know, that kind of inappropriate reaction or forming an immediate impression that might not be accurate?
It's hard to change people's perceptions, you know. It's really what people want to think what they want to think, you know, regardless of what the subject matter is. If they're going to feel like they feel that way about people with tattoos, there's nothing much we can do to change it. And, you know, me hoping won't make much of a difference either. I think people maybe need to get more used to the idea. It's getting better, actually. It's because more and more people have it, I get more families coming in, mother, daughter, father, son, mother, son. They come in together. They want to get matching tattoos, or they get tattoos. The whole family gets tattooed together, like a family tattoo. So it's changing, I think, bit by bit by bit. But as a rule, for me personally, as an artist, as a responsible artist, I would also always stick to my principles. If you are not heavily tattooed, if you are very young, if you're still in school, those places where I think it was in the studies, like face, neck, hands and arms and all that, because it is so visible to everyone, to your future, could be employers, you know, need to really reconsider your decision, whether you want to do it there. And if it's something where it's really, really in your face, usually I will decline.
Linda, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. That was Linda Chien, founder of Pink Tattoos, weighing in on the tattoo artist side of things in terms of how impressions get formed. We've been asking you for your thoughts. Again, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line now is Siva. Siva, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Lynn. I think a tattoo should never affect your employability. It should not be a part of your job description. And, you know, you shouldn't judge somebody based on a tattoo. I've got a tattoo on my left arm, so I wear full sleeve at work. It's hidden. But the strange thing is my tattoo was actually, my employer is the one who got it for me. I work as a lawyer, and this was many years ago in a firm that I worked for. So they knew that I liked tattoos. I didn't have one. And for one of the years for my birthday, they bought me a tattoo voucher, so from a tattoo parlor. So I think that's how it should be. It should never affect your employability.
Firstly, I mean, that's such
so
a great
cool.
gift.
It was, yeah. It came as a surprise, and, you know, I absolutely loved it, yeah.
So now, when you keep your tattoo hidden, right, is it out of respect for the company? Is it out of respect for your clients? I mean, considering the company knows about it, I'm just curious about the motivation.
It's probably because of the job. I'm a defense lawyer, and I don't think I should be, you know, when you appear in front of the court, perhaps it's not the best impression.
Yeah.
I don't think you know, the judge or anyone who works in the court should judge you, based on your tattoo. But it's a personal preference. I rather keep it hidden. Yeah.
Siva, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that. Firstly, great bonus.
Yes.
Or rather, great birthday gift. It's very sweet.
It is.
We've also been having messages coming in, including JC saying, how about a Pikachu or a Doraemon tattoo? Will it change people's perception and, you know, job prospects? Because it's more cute and less violent, right? And I actually think that a lot of tattoos nowadays are not necessarily of the skull and rose variety. You know, mm-hmm. you do get a huge variance in terms of what it is that people are choosing to get tattooed. I have an owl. It's not exactly intimidating unless you are afraid of birds.
Of owls.
Yeah.
And I guess in some cases, like this one, for example, maybe you just like something, you just want it on you. It doesn't necessarily have to have a deep meaning either.
Yeah, and perhaps it would change people's perceptions, because it's hard to find somebody with a Doraemon tattoo particularly ill-intentioned, I think. Intan Sabrina says, how would you react if your doctor has tattoos all over as a patient or family member being treated by healthcare providers with tattoos? And I guess that's a question more for everyone. Let us know. For my part, because I have tattoos myself, it would be a great conversation starter. I think I would feel a bit more comfortable potentially being examined by somebody whom I might be able to form an easier connection with, simply because there's a thing to talk about, partly.
Mine would be, well, who is your tattoo artist and where can I get one? Very easy.
Having said that, there are some instances of tattoo etiquette, and asking people what their tattoo means isn't always the best way to go. Julian says, I'm not tattooed. That may affect my chances of being hired by a heavy metal band.
So long as you can play an instrument, I don't think it's going to affect your chances, really.
I wonder whether they were part of the survey. We'll never know. You can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we are headed to the 5:30 news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.